How could an 86-year-old laundry worker donate $150,000?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Do you recall Mrs. Osceola McCarty, who gave $150,000 to educate students in Mississippi? She only went to the sixth grade and did laundry all her life. But she was thrifty, led a life of integrity, attended church, read her Bible, and cared for her ailing relatives. At age 86, she gave this money for education and did not ask the school to name a single brick in her honor. God often uses simple people to shame the rich and powerful. Paul explained that to the believers at Corinth. He assured them that their lack of prestige did not hinder their standing before God. He wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, "Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish to shame those who think they are wise. He chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important." Paul says God did it this way so no one could ever boast in the presence of God. He then explains how God does it. God takes those who humbly come to Him by faith and unites them with His Son. In doing so, He declares them not guilty. He lives inside of them. He empowers them for kingdom living today and assures them that eternal life awaits them beyond the grave.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.